You're listening to KPAF AM 890, Springville, Nevada, and Filer Air Force Base. Today, as many of you know, unrest in Springville has been intensifying. This morning, three hooded individuals briefly set fire to Mike's tires in an effort to distract authorities manning the 95 on-ramp checkpoint. Military police apprehended the vehicle attempting to leave town without permission. In response, Filer Air Force Base deployed 7 CG Ranger armored personnel trucks across town to formally enforce martial law. I brought an overnight bag and moved into the station this evening as Air Force spokesperson Colonel Carter Blanchard reports that the platoon has been spread across the city at the request of Mayor Ataro to restore order and assist overwhelmed first responders. Everything we've been hearing is that this will be temporary. At least until folks can calm down and the stubborn storm passes. But man, I hope I have enough frozen pizzas in the icebox out back to survive at least a couple of days. Looks like I'm gonna be the only guy here. I just don't understand what's going on right now. But I do have a clip of Colonel Blanchard speaking from the steps of City Hall earlier today.
All Springville residents to remain in their homes for the next 48 hours while we wait for the storm to subside. Anyone found engaging in any activities beyond visiting the emergency food or medical locations will be detained without warning. Please be assured that the United States Air Force is here to guarantee your safety and the protection of your freedoms. So do not leave your homes unless you are in urgent need of rations or medical attention. Mayor Taro.
Thank you, Colonel. Our experts are confident that everything will return to normal in a few days. Trust me, I have a feeling that this will just go away. It'll be like a miracle. In the meantime, please enjoy a nice staycation. Enjoy some old movies. Have a nice freeze-dried steak. And in a couple of weeks, we'll forget this ever happened. Thank you.
I guess that's what we all have to do now. I mean, it's not like I'm going to argue with the guy carrying an M4. And the colonel said that it's for our own protection. Right? I'm not going to pretend I understand how to go about calming down in a town with no power. So I'll just do my best to share some soothing sounds.
Fast, the two of us are outcasts. After sunset comes the dawn.
Some of these band names, I swear. I don't know how many of you are out there, but if you need to talk to someone, I'm listening. Hi, you're on KPAF.
Hey, Nick, it's Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Mike, I'm hanging in there. How's the shop? How's Pam?
She's good, Nick. She's good. And you know, the shop, it's nothing. Just an old oil barrel up by the used tires. I was smart enough to board everything up after Minks got robbed, so they didn't get far. The fire department was there in 2 minutes flat. The Moonlighters has been closed the past couple days. Haven't seen you or Layla.
Yeah, we've all been lying low since it all started getting crazy. I guess Pam can't really talk to any of the folks arrested right now. Huh?
Yeah, you know, especially now, even as the public defender, she can't see the people that were arrested because they're considered military prisoners, so who knows what's going to happen. It's crazy because, you know, these are our friends in jail, and we're all just, like, scared, like, lately, you know? Have you heard from her?
No, not after Meg's got looted. It's been too crazy around here. But when I hear from her, I will let her know that we've missed you for beers and darts lately. But please, give my love to Pam.
Yeah, thanks. Will do. Just, tell Layla to, just that I said, hey, and, to Benny, too, of course, and if you hear from him, you know, and to everybody. Thanks.
Glad to hear from you, Mike. It's been crazy that just so much has changed in this past week. You're on KPAF. You're on the air.
You've been listening to your police scanner, sheep.
The GM. I guess martial law doesn't really affect a guy living in the ground, does it?
It's all the same, isn't it? Smug punks like you take your little world for granted. And the next thing you know, good, honest people are trying to shoot their way out of town.
Listen, this is just a natural disaster and... Wait, what did you say?
That's right, Nick. There's a shootout going on right now at the 95 on-ramp roadblock. This is how they take your freedom, Nick. First it's a disaster or an emergency. False flag to tie up resources. Get people separated. Then they give you curfews. They restrict your movement. Then they take your cash and implant chips. And they inoculate all of us. Washington is a police state. We're halfway there.
What? Listen, who's involved in the shooting? Who's there?
Sounds like your stranger got his motorcycle in a black van through the roadblock. The van was just reported stolen. I guess your hero is finally making the run for it. Even he knows they're gonna inoculate us. No, they're gonna inoculate all of you. I'm safe down here. You'll be the perfect citizen when they're done with you.
Man, I wonder if Luke's with him.
Your mysterious caller must have gave up, got out of town. I don't blame him. Sometimes you gotta cut your losses. Just like Operation Pegasus in 68. He had to get out of there. I can still remember the smell of burning bodies.
Listen. Thanks for the call, GM, but I need to find out what happened at the roadblock. Does anyone out there have any more information? Is anyone even listening? Here we go. KBAF, you're on the air.
Nick? Hey, I called earlier. Well, I mean yesterday. Man, I don't know about no roadblock, but I do know something's going on. This time, I got proof.
What kind of proof? What are you trying to say right now?
I used to work for Zephaniah Labs. I just left. But I got something you gotta see. I can't get caught though. I need help. Where's that guy that was calling in? You know, the motorcycle guy.
I don't understand how you just left. There's a curfew. It's martial law.
Martial law? Bro, there's no martial law at Zephaniah Labs. No, apply it in.
So you're a scientist?
No, I'm a janitor. I used to clean there, but nobody but my super knew me. It's kind of like I was invisible to the Brainiacs or something.
A janitor? Okay, I'm not sure I understand what you're getting at.
I'm telling you, I got keys to everything. It's like nobody sees me. Sometimes the white coats just be talking, don't even realize I could hear everything they say. I mean, I'm right there, you know?
So, what are you? What were they saying?
It's better if I just show you. You got enough crazy people calling in saying whatever. I got something to get to you, but I need to talk to that guy on a motorcycle. I need him to get me out of here. Those military police see me with what I got, and I'm toast. It's like them guys on the stretchers.
Guys on stretchers? What guys on stretchers?
I gotta go. Just wait for it. Something's coming your way.
Hello? Hello? Listen, caller. I know that you can hear me. I don't think it's a good idea for you to be sending stolen goods to the radio station. Please, just keep it to yourself, or better yet, return it to your employer. We have had enough looting and violence for one week. Please, folks, let's all try to get through the next 48 hours peacefully. I know it's uncharted territory, even for me, but we can do this without anyone getting hurt. Let's return to your regularly scheduled military programming.
ABAF is a division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and event updates are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting and its subsidiaries.